have some movies you'd like us to review?
Tell us!
Send us an email at driveinmovieshr@gmail.com.
Or slide into our DMs on Instagram and Twitter at drivemoviespod, or on Facebook at Hogan and Rudy.
Let us know what to watch next.
And now, on with the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I know we've been keeping you waiting on these episodes here with only doing them once every 2 weeks, but we are back and we have a new matchup to discuss. This week, we are continuing our spooky movie trend. I think this is the last week for spooky movies, and then...
Last week.
Then we go into some holiday-type movies, I think. This week we are doing The Deep House, and that's going against Lights Out. So, starting with The Deep House, that is from what year?
Is it from 2022?
2021.
Oh, okay. Recent.
Recent, yep. That is directed by Alexander Bustillo and Julian Mari, also written by those two. That stars Camille Rowe as Tina, James Jagger as Ben, and Eric Savin as Pierre. Very small cast in that one. That's going up against Lights Out from what year?
2016.
You are correct. 2016. That is directed by David F. Sandberg, written by Eric Heisserer. I put too many errors in there. That stars Teresa Palmer as Rebecca, Gabriel Bateman as Martin, Maria Bello as Sophie, Billy Burke as Paul, and Alexander DiPersia as Brett. A little more depth in their cast, but also kind of a smaller billing list in that one. I will turn it over to you to go over the plots for these, though.
Yeah, I'll start with Lights Out, and that is about siblings. They're step-siblings, and they are being terrorized by this Diana. Is it Diana?
Mm-hmm.
Diana?
Diana.
One of those? Diana? It's this creature that only can appear when it's dark. So she'll be standing there, they flick the lights on, she's gone. And that's basically the movie. They just get terrorized by this creature. There's a little bit more plot to it, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in writing. But then we also have The Deep House, and this is an interesting one. Some scuba divers go scuba diving to a sunken house, which turns out to be haunted. So they are being terrorized underwater by some spirits.
All right. So let's get cracking on this. Starting with the writing, what'd you think of these two?
Oh, boy. They're kind of plain. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There wasn't really a lot to the writing in either of these.
They're both the just Deep House, setting up spooky situations and then letting them play out.
Yeah, it's just kind of for spooks. Mm-hmm. It's not really anything really deep, except the house.
Whoa!
Gosh. I'll start with The Deep House. I was actually surprised that I was pretty scared by this one. I think it spooked me. I think the whole underwater thing, too, gets you. Because you're like, gosh, I feel like I'm drowning right now watching this whole movie. Hold your breath. And then it's an interesting concept of being haunted underwater.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not something that you see a lot in different... So I guess it's original.
I feel like underwater is terrifying by itself, just because you don't know what's down there.
Yep.
And then you throw a haunted house on top of it, and you're like, oh man, you're double screwed.
Yep, you're done. That's it. But the writing's kind of boring. There's some spooky moments, but it's kind of a boring movie.
Yeah, it takes a while to really get into it as well, because you have kind of the setup of this couple who are... They kind of go to different ruins and areas and just kind of film them walking around them.
Which, like YouTubers, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is interesting, but it might be kind of boring to watch. and so they decide to go to this one place that apparently had a lot of underwater houses, and the spot that they originally went to, they find out is a big tourist area, and the houses down there are probably all wrecked and not really worth their time. So they're the boyfriend, husband, I don't know if they're married. They weren't married yet, because he made a comment about
how
they would get married. So the man in the relationship, he's kind of bummed because he really wanted to film this expedition and whatnot. And then they come across this guy who I thought was funny in the writing. Maybe it was just the editing. But he's like, they find out that they can't go scuba diving or they're going to just spend the day on the beach. And he's like, well, I should go get us a drink. And so he goes to get a drink, and the girl turns around, and he's talking to some random guy while he's going to get a drink. And then he comes back, like, a minute later, and he had, like, this whole full-blown conversation with this guy where he's like, this guy offered to take us to this one spot for a fee, and I just thought it was funny the way that the timing of the movie worked, because it was like, wow, he got a lot of information in that, like, 20-second encounter. Like, the local guy found out why they were there. He offered services. He told him about the house underwater. It was like, oh my gosh. There's a lot of plot that just happened in this chance encounter.
There's a lot of questions in that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
You're like...
And some...
Not a...
Go ahead.
Go for it.
You first.
I was just going to say that not a lot is explained.
Yeah... for sure. Yeah, the spookiness of the movie is kind of brushed over very quickly. The explanation of why everything's spooky. So you have this guy who takes him to this spot, and then at this point you're probably like 30, 40 minutes into the movie, and the movie's only an hour and 20-some minutes. So you're halfway through, and I don't think they even got to, like, the underwater portion yet. And then it's them diving, and then they're going through the house, which nothing spooky's really happening yet. It's just them swimming around. So it's kind of a slow start to the film. And then when the spooky stuff does start to happen, some of it works, some of it's spooky. I think the atmospheric of being underwater and how everything was shot underwater helps kind of build the tension, because you don't know what's under there. Anything could happen. But also, sometimes I feel like, because the whole movie is shown through, like, them recording, and it's underwater, sometimes it was a little bit hard to follow what was going on, like, where they were and what they were doing.
Oh, yeah.
But the story, it's okay. I mean, it's pretty much, like we mentioned before, setting up the atmospheric horror of it, and then there is an explanation for why spooky stuff is happening, but I feel like they took like 2 minutes to explain that, and then they were like, all right, let's just keep going with the spooks. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess that sort of makes sense.
And I didn't love the ending. It didn't satisfy me.
Yeah, it's almost like they didn't know how to end it, so they're just like, I guess just stop it there.
Yep, and you're like, well, I watched this all the way through, and I don't feel that satisfaction of of a good ending. Lights Out is similar. It has a lot of spooks. I guess the story is a little bit more deeper.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a half drama, half horror.
Yeah, family drama.
Yeah, because you have a mother, and I was very confused by this. Do they have the same mother? And different fathers.
Mm-hmm.
So wouldn't that be half-siblings, not step-siblings?
Yes.
So the movie got it wrong. I was very confused.
Yeah,
I was like,
I don't know. I don't know how that...
Or is it also considered stepchildren?
Maybe. I don't know.
But I was trying to plot out the family tree when they're like, this is my stepbrother. And I was like, wait, so you share the same mom? Wouldn't that be half? And I like, that's all I could think of for the first half hour of the movie. But yeah, so the mother kind of is depressed, not in a great mental state, kind of going crazy. The child, the boy is younger, he's probably in elementary school, and his older half-sister is on her own, living in an apartment, has a boyfriend. So he gets all freaked out because he keeps seeing this Diana, and the mother keeps talking to her, and it's it's not good, and he's fallen asleep at school, so the sister comes and picks him up, and that's kind of how everything starts out. And the sister starts seeing Diana, who she also saw as a child, living with her mother. Mm-hmm. So you have that whole, like, family drama story, and then the weird story of what actually Diana is?
I still don't know. I'm still confused. I don't
understand. Yes. Thank you. I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
Especially when they go through that movie and they try to explain... I guess it's tough to talk about this without spoiling it in any way, shape, or form. So I'm gonna put a spoiler warning out there. I'm going to try my best to tiptoe around what's happening. But if I say something, you've been warned. So the whole time you're watching this, you're wondering, at least I was wondering, is this, like, creature real? Is it just in their heads? Like, is this some sort of symbolism for something else? Mm-hmm. And no, there's no, like, deeper meaning to her character. Or if there is, the movie doesn't hint that way. they give you a straight-up answer of what's going on, but the answer doesn't really make sense. So, I guess that's all I'll say about that character. I just, as the movie went on and you learned more and more about, which I say you learn more and more about as if, like, they actually do a deeper dive and discovery into who her character is, and they don't really... Like, the characters aren't really interested in finding out who she is or why she is. There's little hints here and there and photographs and, like, tape recordings and stuff like that. Messages on the wall. But I feel like the movie never really has a good explanation for why this is happening.
No.
And how this is happening. Like, how is this even possible? The movie's just like, I mean... It's just scary. Okay, I mean, I guess it is, but but this is kind of far-fetched. But it is a horror movie, and I know a lot of horror movies are... You have to, you know, put some leeway and forgiveness of reality in a lot of these movies, but this one just seemed like... They didn't have an explanation themselves, so they were just gonna roll with it.
Perfect.
So it's tough to say which one's better at writing, because you have one that's kind of boring and doesn't really have a story, but it's moody and atmospheric. And then you have another one that has a little bit more story. It's also moody and atmospheric because it's focusing on light and dark. And a lot of the movie takes place in, like, pitch black settings where you can't really see much. But they do attempt... a little bit more of a story in that one, but I feel like as it went on, you just got more and more confused as to what was happening. So, I guess in terms of writing, I'll still give it to Lights Out for the attempt, with the disclaimer that the story's not good, in my opinion.
I totally agree. Yeah.
But at least there was a story, I guess.
It was there. Deep House was just there for the spooks. Yeah.
What about characters?
Oh boy. There's not many in Deep House. Mm-hmm. There is... Hopefully... Did I pull them up? Tina, Ben, Pierre, and then there's some spooky people that we...
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we know their names, but... Mm-hmm. Tina and Ben... kind of boring. Dialogue was weird.
Oh my god, the dialogue was so weird, right? Like, when they were down in the house, like, scuba diving, some of the stuff that they were saying... I was like, I feel like I'm playing a video game, and this is, like, the dialogue of, like, the people that your character interacts with. Like, the NPCs or whatever. I was like, what?
Is this, like, a Resident Evil game? Like, what is going on?
Like, they're just, like, narrating to themselves.
Yeah, it was very strange. And he, like, she was trying to portray someone who is, like, very anxious, mm-hmm. very nervous... And he was very calm, but, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. And it was almost, like, to the extremes. Like, she was always nervous. He was always too calm. Like, you're in this house. You're trapped in this house. Like, how... Maybe you should sew a little, I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the perfect time to panic.
I know. Well, there was a good point in that movie of him trying to calm her down because they only had so much oxygen.
You're right.
He was like, yeah, you control your breathing because you're burning through up all your oxygen. But at the same time, yeah, he was very... Both the characters just seem like they were, like, AI. Like, they weren't real people.
And we only get, like, 5 minutes of Pierre.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just the random dude that... He's like, I can show you where the good house is. Oh, okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sure. Perfect. Weird story. Weird characters, weird dialogue. Lights Out was a little bit better with acting and dialogue, and I enjoyed watching the like the sister and the brother, the boyfriend. My favorite part of that movie is when, this might be a little spoiler, the boyfriend just books it.
Oh yeah,
books it out of that house.
Drives away.
Yep. They're like, was that? Did he just leave?
I mean, in all honesty, that was probably the smartest thing to do in that situation.
Yeah, just get out.
But yeah, I liked all the characters and how they interacted. I think the acting was a little cheesy on the daughter side sometimes. Like, okay. The dialogue between her and the social worker at the school, like when she goes to pick up her brother, I was like, this is really bad dialogue. She's trying to be like a badass. She's like, where's my brother? She's like, how's he been? You know, he's been sleeping in class. How, you know, is there anything wrong at home? Why are you asking me all these questions, man? It's like, what is going on? Like, why is this dialogue so bad? So,
and that's what like hurts a movie, is when it takes you out of the movie.
Yeah, and you're like, oh man, this is so cheesy. And there was a couple times in the movie where she kind of, I don't know if it's overacting or just a bad portrayal of the writing, but there was a couple times where I was like, ooh, this is like cringy sometimes. The mom, interesting. That's all I'll say about that character.
Yes.
I still don't understand what's happening with the mom. Oh boy. But the little boy, I thought, did a pretty good job, and I thought the boyfriend was a good side character. You know, sometimes you have some really annoying side characters, and I feel like he wasn't. He was in there just enough. He made, you know, realistic decisions.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if they were smart, but, you know, in that scenario, I could see myself doing similar things to what he did, so... Yeah. So yeah, the characters I think are better represented here in Lights Out than in the Deep House, and you get more of them. So.
Yep, I totally agree.
All right, what do you think about music?
Music. So this is one where I think Deep House did a pretty good job. Maybe not good, but I enjoyed what they did with the music. There's one part where they're diving. And she's like, play some music, blah, blah, blah. And then, then they stumble upon the house and the music starts to get weird. And then throughout the movie, music plays a factor into different things. And it kind of sets the mood. So I like how they incorporated it with the movie. And it's not just like scary
background
movie
music.
Yeah, it's like actual songs. Songs I've never heard of or heard before, but they're good, fine songs.
Yeah, that one's definitely more of a soundtrack movie. But I noticed, so there was the beginning kind of songs that were playing as you get to know these characters. Then there was the music that they put on when they were diving, and then it started to get freaky once they got to the house. I don't remember any other music in that movie.
You might, yeah, I think it was just silent.
Just underwater. Which adds to the suspense of it, because again, you're underwater, there's like nothing down there. Like, you don't know what's down there, and
yeah,
so I think it worked for the movie. There just wasn't a whole lot in there.
And there was, did you notice how long the opening credits were?
No.
They were very long. Were they? It was like 5 minutes before they introduced the actual movie. And the song was weird that they were playing when they were driving to the lake. It didn't, it was like European techno. I don't know. Yeah. But I guess this takes place in France. Is this a French movie? There was a lot of...
Yeah, it might be. I don't know.
French people that worked on it. I don't know. But they spoke English and some French.
What about Lights Out?
Lights Out. I'm trying to remember music from that. There was some, like, a scary movie score? Yeah, is that about
just,
it?
Just, you know, classic jump scare movie music where you have that kind of suspenseful building up, and then whenever the ghost pops out, then the music blasts real loud. But it's not a memorable score, I don't think.
Yeah, obviously, since I did not remember it.
I'm going to call music a wash on this one for me, because I don't think either one really impacted me watching it.
We'll give it to the Deep House.
All right. Fair enough. What about Tech?
Tech. So I want to know how they filmed the Deep House. Did they make these sets underwater and have...
Sure looked like it.
People scuba diving? That looked like a lot of work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was the set. Yeah. It looked like they had scuba divers in this underwater house. So it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. I forgot to look that up, how they actually filmed that. The thing that bothered me with that movie, the shots where the, like, the camera was spinning.
Mm, yeah.
And you didn't know where you were at. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that kind of got on.
They did that a couple times where
mm-hmm.
it's hard to place them exactly where they're at in the house, because they're constantly like jerking back and forth, especially when the spooky stuff is happening, and they're like, oh god, we gotta swim out of here, and the camera's kind of going all over the place. You're like, oh my god, like, I have no idea where they're at. But maybe that's similar to the characters, you know, in that fit of panic and you're underwater. Do they really know where they're at either? I don't know. It's just, as a viewer, it was kind of hard to watch sometimes.
Yeah. I didn't notice anything special in Lights Out.
The only thing I'll say in Lights Out was the editing. So that, you know, whenever it was dark, like, anytime they would flip the light switch, like, when it was dark, you could see the demon, and then they would flip the light on, and it would, like, completely vanish. And it was, like, seamless. Like, the editing that they did that way was, I thought, was really good. But
especially with the neon lights.
Yeah, the neon lights. Mm-hmm.
That was real spooky, because it was actually a light she couldn't control, so
yep.
That's pretty spooky.
But then, I guess, on the other end of that spectrum, because it's a movie called Lights Out, and the demon really... Well, I don't know if it's a demon. I don't know what it is, again.
<You're> like,
we're still not sure. Diana only appears in the dark, so... 75-80% of this movie is in the dark, so sometimes it's a little bit hard to see what's going on, just because it's constantly dark in this movie. I don't think it's too egregious. Like, they still have it lit well enough where you can kind of make out where these characters are and where Diana is and stuff like that, so it wasn't like terrible where you're just like, I have no idea what's happening. But sometimes it was just a little hard to know for sure.
Yeah. Who gets your point for this?
I think in terms of tech, I will give it to the Deep House, because it did look like, whether it was or not, it did look like majority of that film was filmed underwater. The only thing that was weird about that set, and again, I don't know how underwater ruins work, but they're going through this house, and... there's, like, chairs in the kitchen that are floating, but they're not moving. Like, the chairs don't move. I even was, like, paying attention to those chairs when they swam by it. And it was, like, they're not even, like, bobbing a little bit. Like, they are solidly floating in place. And then there'd be, like, dishes and stuff on the table. But they're still on the table. They're not... Maybe that's how it is. I think I was being too picky, where I was like, if this is underwater, how does that work? How come a chair is floating, but this tiny little dish is yeah. placed perfectly on this table. I don't know. But besides that, they did a very good job of making it either look like it was underwater or filming it underwater. So
yeah, I am giving it to the Deep House too. Am I tied 2-2?
You are. Yep. I'm
oh shoot
2-1 because I gave a wash. Which movie did you enjoy more?
I don't know if I really enjoyed either of these. They're quick watches, though.
Yeah.
So, what are they, both like under an hour and a half? Hour and 20-some minutes
yeah,
each?
Yeah, I think Deep House was an hour and 25 minutes, and Lights Out, I think, was just a straight hour and 20 minutes.
Wow. Yeah. That's, I guess since Lights Out was based on a short story, so that makes sense. So they're quick watches. I was surprised by the Deep House, how spooky it was. It did spook me. But I did watch them both in one night, so they're easy to knock out. I think I'm going to give it to the Deep House, though. Just because I enjoyed that one a little bit more.
All right. I do think I'm going to go against you, though. I think...
That's okay.
In terms of enjoyment... Similar to you, I don't think either one of these really blew me away. They are both quick watches, and they're both relatively easy watches. I think The Deep House, for me, was a little bit more boring, just because not as much is happening in that film.
Sure.
They do a lot of suspense building, and once you get to the end, then it really starts kind of picking up on the scares. But you kind of have to wait a long time till you get there. And even when the scares start happening... They're kind of conservative. Nothing really too crazy happens in that one. Whereas Lights Out, I feel like that one spooked me a little bit more. Just because, you know, good old jump scares. As much as people hate jump scares, and I hate them too, they do freak me out. You know, when that music blasts and that monster jumps out, I jump in my seat. It works on me. And Lights Out had a couple of those where, you know, especially the neon light sign.
Oh, yeah.
That scene's pretty creepy, I thought, because you just see Diana, like, scratching the ground or something like that. I don't know what she's doing. And then she realizes someone's watching her. And then, you know, as the lights flicker on and off, she's turning and getting closer and stuff like that. It's terrifying stuff, I'll admit. It's pretty spooky. So I think while... That one's not a very good movie, per se. It does a sufficient job of getting you spooked. If you're at home alone, watching this movie at night with the lights off, it can be pretty creepy. Whereas The Deep House has some creepy moments, but I don't think that's one that really got under my skin quite like Lights Out sort of did.
Because you don't plan on...
Yeah, I don't plan on...
Diving into a haunted house.
I don't plan on diving, and I don't plan on going into a haunted house while I'm diving, so...
During Lights Out, were you staring at the dark areas of your house?
It's funny that you mention that, because I started decorating my house for Halloween, and the other night, right in the middle of the night, like 5 or 6 a.m., maybe 4 a.m. even, it was pretty early. Audrey, my dog, just starts barking randomly. And I'm like, dude, it's in the middle of the night. I was like, what are you barking at? Like, she never barks before. I was like, you need to calm down. And so she laid back down, fell back asleep for the rest of the evening. And then I got up in the morning, and Eleanor... came over to me and she's like, you know why Audrey started barking, right? And I was like, no, why did she start barking? It's because one of the decorations we have is in the hallway and it's like a animatronic lady.
Oh, shoot.
And so Audrey probably woke up, saw like a silhouette of a figure standing in the hallway and was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, what is happening?
In the house right now. You guys need to be aware of this.
Yeah, awake.
So it just kind of reminds me of getting spooked by stuff in the dark.
Spooky season went too quick.
Yeah, I know. It was a busy, busy month this time around. Hopefully next month it won't be so crazy and we'll get a full blown, spooky lineup for you guys.
Heck yeah.
But until next time, we'll have some holiday movies for you in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, 2 weeks.
All right. Until then.
Please remember to replace the speaker on the post when you leave the theater.